Mrs. Florence Russell is an English instructor at Venice High School, a dedicated teacher, evidently, who has been able to instill in her students a profound interest in great literature. High school English classes are not the easiest to instruct. Deep thoughts about the universe cannot always be grasped easily by students accustomed to the meaningless rattings of rock and roll. So when Mrs. Russell was able to persuade her B11 English class to chip in 50 cents each to buy a paperbacked volume of classical American literature, there must have been many parents who loudly cheered. A few parents, however, took a different view of Mrs. Russell's teaching methods. Mrs. Theodore Herron heard about them from her daughter. Mrs. Herron is an active member in the Venice Civic Union, the same group of civic-minded citizens who have been so active in fighting the beatniks. Mrs. Herron immediately went out and bought a copy of the paperback and read through its pages. She perused carefully the words of Walt Whitman, Ezra Pound, and others, and mentally ticked off objections to the writings as she went along. When she finished her scholarly readings, she had reaffirmed the opinion she had of the book when she first heard about it. To use her words, "It is too smutty to be included in any book for high school children." Civic-minded citizen as Mrs. Herron is, she immediately mapped plans for having the book banned at Venice High. She sent protest letters to City Attorney Roger Arnberg and to newly elected Board of Education member Charles Smoot. Then she secured the support of two ministers, the Reverend A.J. Gray of the West Culver City Baptist Church and the Reverend Omer Norris of the Venice Baptist Church. And finally, she took her case to a meeting last week of the Venice Civic Union, where the president of the group, A.S. Roberts, immediately embraced Mrs. Herron's cause. Roberts declared flatly, "It is a filthy book." It wasn't long before the voice of the wrathful Civic Union citizens was heard at Venice High. Principal Walter Larsh informed the group that the paperback volume was not an official text, that it was merely used as a teaching supplement. But he said, "After all, this is a collection of the works of the greatest American poets. We have had a full Whitman in the library over a period of years, and there has been no objection to it." Nor, he added, "has it had a big circulation." But the civic-minded citizens, under the fierce leadership of Mrs. Herron, were not to be appeased. They began naming poems. Included in their list, Whitman's "I Sing the Body Electric," "A Woman Waits for Me," "Spontaneous Me," and Ezra Pound's "Ancient Music." Mrs. Herron, in an interview in the Santa Monica Outlook, gave Venice citizens the word. "The poems are all right for college students," she said, "but I can't believe they're good for high school students. Maybe they will read such things anyway, but I don't think it's right for the school to make such things available." And then she voiced the war cry of the civic unionists. "Let's get the smut off the campus." And what of the poor English teacher who was able to challenge her charges into buying the 50-cent literature books? "She's upset about it," said Principal Larsh. "Her only thought in getting the book was that it had all the poems in it she was going to assign." The students received the books the other day, but when the controversy exploded, they were asked to return them. Most did, but a few refused to give the books back. The principal tonight issued a statement saying the students paid for them, so they can, if they like, keep them. Generally speaking, Mrs. Herron's crusade has paid off. Most of the Venice High School children will not be exposed to the smutty writings of Walt Whitman and Ezra Pound. But there are a few people in Venice who don't believe that either poet could poison the mind of a single child. Some of these, of course, are the beatniks, such as writer Lawrence Lipton, who said tonight, "If you give bigots an inch, all the witch hunters and book burners will start crawling out of the woodwork." A Democratic Party club meets at the Gas House tomorrow night to discuss the book banning. And some other civic-minded residents have started an anti-civic union crusade that may, in the end, restore Walt Whitman and Ezra Pound in good standing at Venice High.